Okay, we are starting on page Kuf Lamed Zayin. In the Kloyev. Kuf Lamed Zayin, Simon Shin Yud Ches Seif Yud Aleph. Page Kuf Lamed Zayin, Simon Shin Yud Ches Seif Yud Aleph. Ambati. What's an ambati? Well, Perush Kli Shereichet for you. It's a bath. A bath. We're good with a bath, calling it a bath. So a bath, Shel Melchatz, of a bathhouse. She Malei Mayim Chamim, which is full of hot water. And the Rama says, "Afapi shehi klisheni." Even if that bath is not a klishen, I mean, in those days it was a bit different. How you don't have a klishen bath nowadays, but you have in those days they perhaps had heating under where the water was to warm it up, which would make it klishen. But no, even if it's a klisheni, hot water in a bath which is a klisheni means that the water was poured from where it was heated into that bath. You're not allowed to add cold water to that bath, because it's going to heat up very hot water inside the bath. It will heat up the cold water and cook it. What you can do, though, is pour from this large, obviously, this bath. You're allowed to pour from this klisheni bath, this hot water. You can tip it on into cold water in another bath. You're tipping out. It's called iwi klisheni, right? It's a bit different to normal because the baths are particularly hot, but so you can't add cold water to it even if it's a klisheni, but you can pour from it into cold water in another bath. And you have to picture it a bit different. The baths were not exactly, you know, fixed into the building like they are nowadays. But okay, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan 9a, Malea Mayim Chamim, a bath full of hot water. Vafila Bechami Tiveria, even if we're talking about the hot springs of Tiveria. If there was water drawn from the hot springs into this bath, which makes this bath probably a klisheni, you can't put cold water into it. What you can do, though, is take from that water and put it into a klisheni. You probably have a question on what I said, because I just said that the ambati of the Tiveria was a klisheni already, but doesn't have to be. Without going into this too much, but there's a Rashi that says that if there's a direct connection, let's say piping that goes straight from the spring straight into this pool of water, that pool is also called a klirishon. There's huge enough gemaras in this in central heating that you should know that the water in the pipes comes out of the pipes of the central heating, even though it's not where the actual heating source is running through pipes, they're still called klirishon according to what I'm referring to, and that's what he's mentioning over here. That again, you've got an ambati that was filled up from the hot springs of Tiberia, and it could even be a klirishon. Then what you need to do is empty from that into a klisheni, and now the hot water of the springs are now in a klisheni, and then you can put water into that. I feel I'm saying more atim min achamim, even if there's less cold water than there is hot, it's still okay. We're going to learn in the next sif. I involve afapishahi klisheni, even if the bath is a klisheni, you're still not allowed to put cold water into it. The cave into Heilochita, since it's used for bathing, Mistama Chimim and Harbe, people would heat up the water to high temperatures when they bathe. It's uncomfortable when you get in. You can speak to Amalek about it. But it's very, but that's how people, that's the temperature people heat up the water to. Very high temperature. And that's why, and even though the bath is a klisheni, which usually can't cook, but since people make it particularly hot, then cold water that goes into it will cook. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch meant when he said, because they make it very hot. Because it's so hot, even though it's a klisheni, it can cook water, cold water that gets poured into it. And that's why Ein Zayin Einosnim Lahem Lot Mayim Soinim Don't Put Cold Water In. Ein Bachoinim Shekosu The Dafka Mayim Mu'atim Sheefshi Shispashu Sham. When we're talking about putting cold water into this bath, which is a klisheni, and it's very hot, that's only when you're putting a small amount of cold water into it. But if you pour so much cold water in, that when you, the overall mixture is going to end up lukewarm below your salivus, boy. Shall we? That's okay. We'll see it in the next sif. So again, when we said it was limitation, don't put cold water into this hot bath, that's only because you're putting a small amount of cold water. But if you absolutely pour like large amounts of cold water into the bath where the overall mixture is going to be a low temperature and not yet to let us boy, well, then you haven't cooked the water because it goes in all, it mixes up all at the same time and there's no cooking going on. But it appears that if the ambati, this bath, was not a klisheni, but rather actually a klirishon, that the water was heated up actually on the either there's some type of a heat source underneath the bath or elements inside the bath to heat it up, or there's some piping going straight from the where it is heated up, then yesh lo chush l'das aran, Rabbi Niruchim, Chikosib, Dambati, Osa, L'ten, Afilu, Tzayin, Murubim. Then you have to be concerned for the opinion of these Rishonim who say that when you have an Ambati, Kli Rishon, even large amounts of cold water should not be poured into it. You might say, what's the difference? It still ends up, the overall temperature is cool. Yeah, there's like a Gevira that you might end up cooking that water. So again, if the Ambati, the Klisheni, and you put a large amount of cold water in, that's okay. The overall temperature won't be Yad Selev, but that's okay. But if the Ambati, the Klirishon, then even large amounts of cold water, you should be Machmeh not to tip in. Ayin Chen, this doesn't have to be an Ambati, it could be other types of very hot water you also have to be concerned for. But right, if you've got like a hot water urn or something, even if you turned off the urn, or gone off on the time switch or whatever, and you've got very hot water there, you might say, well, I can add loads of cold water at the same time because they make it lukewarm. No, you shouldn't, because it's a klirishon, and it should be machmir for these rishonim. So, ayin ches avonosin. So we said what you can do is you should take the water from, means pour out, what you can do is pour out the water from that bath into another bath of cold water. Afilu, right, ayin ches avonosin. Now, afilu imambati hu klirishon. Even if you're pouring out from the bath, which is a klirishon, into the cold water in the other bath. When is it permitted? When the receiving receptacle, I mean the cold water, is larger in quantity, in volume, than the hot water you're pouring into it. Because then obviously, what's going to win in the temperature fight over here? Well, the cold water is going to overpower the hot water temperature because it's more cold than hot. And then it will end up being lukewarm and it won't be a problem of cooking. Now, why is it okay to pour from this bath, which is a klirishon, onto the cold water in the second bath, if you're not allowed to pour hot water, as we learned really earlier, onto spices? Pouring iwi klirishon is an issa, it's cooking. So why is there no cooking going on when you pour from the hot water of the klirishon bath onto other water? Why is it okay? Which causes if you the havik a klirishon, because when you pour from it, it should be also, because when you pour from hot water from a klirishon onto spices, the iri klirishon has got a din of klirishon, you've just cooked the spices by doing so, the outer layer of the spices. That's only because you're pouring onto a solid. Over here, the case is different. You're not pouring onto a solid, you're pouring into cold water. If you're pouring into a container of cold water, since there's a lot of cold water there, then immediately the hot water gets mixed into the cold, and the power, the temperature gets broken, the heat gets broken by the cold water, and there's no impact. That's the point. He's trying to point out something that one of the Rishonim says. When you pour hot water onto a solid, there's an impact that cooks. But when you pour into a liquid, it all mixes up together straight away. There's no impact. It just mixes. Because it mixes, you have to look at the overall temperature. And since there's a lot of cold water here, nothing's going to happen. But to put a piece of hot meat, let's say, into a cold gravy, you're putting it down into a cold gravy, that would be asad. Kevin to enemis arev, since it doesn't mix together the meat with the liquid, mevasher they clip it, then we do say that the meat will cook the outer layer of the gravy, which would be asad. Bishlach abishul, whatever the shilas, you're putting down a piece of meat into cold gravy, it will cook the gravy. Siv cotton ayin tes. Leseich ambati achi, you can pour from this bath into a second bath of cold water. Le'uvusa nocha is telling it's coming to the yachidush. The afapi shehu ambati like gazu, even though it's a actual bath, which we usually are very scared from, where there's no gazer over here. In our case of pouring into cold water bath, the kol shekin leseich kli achesh yesh b'sein. So both, even though they're both baths, you've got the hot bath into the cold bath. Well, they're both baths, so you may need to be careful from baths. No, doesn't matter. Even though you're pouring from the hot bath into something. Into a bath, and certainly if it's into another kli of cold water, it would be okay. Okay, Sif Yud Beis in the Shulchan Aruch is the second and last one we're doing today. Yud Beis, Shulchan Aruch says, Mecham Shepina Mimenu Mayim Chamim. There's a Mishnah says like this. So when you have a Mecham, a hot water urn, right, a big copper pot that would heat water in, and you tipped out the hot water, so now you have a steaming, hot, empty copper urn, right? Imagine after you tip out the Shabbaton, you unplug it, you turn it up, tip all the water out. That metal is very hot. The word "murubin" is added by the Rama, but you're allowed to pour a large amount of cold water into that hot, empty pot, right? That copper urn, in order to make the whole thing lukewarm. It means if you put a small amount of cold water, it's going to cook. If you put a large amount all at the same time, then that cold water will end up being lukewarm and it won't get cooked. So there's no problem. You're allowed to pour hot water into cold water, or cold water into hot water. As long as it's not taking place in a kli rishon. Again, you can put cold into hot into cold, but don't do it in a kli rishon. So don't pour, obviously, when you've got a case of hot water in a kli rishon, don't pour cold water into it. Because in a kli rishon, it gets heated up greatly. Okay, sure. The Rama says, "V'im hamayim merubim kol kach." If there's such a large amount of water, meaning cold water, she'i efsher she'is bashlu rak she'afigu sinas, so that it's impossible that cold water will get cooked; it will just become lukewarm, take off the chill, whatever. I feel a kli rishon, sorry, then that would even be okay in a kli rishon. On to page 274, rak she'loi yeah, aleish, just make sure that kli rishon is not on the fire. So even if you've got some type of a pot of hot water. And it had been on the fire, and now you turned off the fire, or you took it off the fire, piping hot kli rishon, right? If you can put so much cold water into it that it will make it lukewarm, rather than being absolute, boy, then there's no problem, because you're not cooking any of the water. We keep seeing the same principle, it all mixes in immediately, there's no impact, you look at the overall temperature afterwards, and that's how you can decide whether it's mutter or asa. There'll be a condition coming up, but we'll see, but that's basically how you make the cheshbon. Sif cotton pay in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm back on page Kuf Lamed Zayin. Mayim Tzeinin Merubim. We said again, if you have a steaming hot copper urn where you just empty out the hot water from, then you'll have to put a lot of cold water into it to make it lukewarm. Mayim Tzeinin Merubim. Ava Mu'atim, but a small amount of cold water to be poured into that empty, again, steaming hot empty copper urn. To pour a small amount of cold water into it, they could get heated through the metal. The water will reach Yad-Selev-Bahem. Then that will be Asa, of course. So you're cooking the water by pouring it into the hot water urn. Empty hot water urn. But a large amount of water at the same time is okay. Now, here's an excellent that you would never have thought of. That you fill up the kli with cold water, and by doing so, you might be tempering the metal. Right? The blacksmith, what they do when they shape the metal, they make a new kli, they throw it into cold water, and it actually strength hardens it, right? It tempers it, it hardens the metal. So you might have thought here, when this hot, empty copper urn is so, again, it's so hot, and you come and pour cold water into it, you might come to the issa of tziruf, of tempering the kli, which is the hainu shakli matchus cham benoitin the seichay tzonin mechazkin the kli. When you have a hot piece of metal kli, and they put cold water into it to strengthen the kli. With there gemar melechus asofim, that is the concluding act done by smelters. Shuasichas aor mefar partoy bekoiv lishaver, because the kli, before you put it in the cold water, the kli is heated up and expands, and it can break. And the cold water tempers the expansion and strengthens the kli. So that's actually an issa, a separate issa, not just the issa of cooking we've been talking about till now, of course, but here's a separate issa called siruf, which is part of makabah pasi, of the final act of completing a kli. So you might have thought that putting a lot of cold water into this hot empty copper urn might be a problem of tziruf. No, we're not worried about that. If you lahachi shari kevin she'ein miskavon lezeh, since you don't have kavona to do it, it's not a problem. It's darshin miskavon, but after the creation, it's not certainly going to happen. Why? The esher shelo yagia kli alidei zeh lidei tziruf, because maybe it won't even get to that situation of tziruf. Might not be hot enough. Cold water might not be poured in the right way. Whatever, it might not come to tziruf anyway. This tempering, and therefore we don't have to worry about it. The one who does have intention to temper, gets into a temper. Yesh oimrim shehu chayav midaraisa, yesh oimrim shehu midrabanon. Some say it's a deraisa, some say it's a rabanon. When you have kavana by pouring the cold water in to do tziruf, to do this tempering, hardening, it's a machlekes, it's a deraisa, rabanon. Pei aleph, so the Shochanach said to pour hot water into cold, cold water into hot is okay, even if it's in a klirishon, we said, because the water mixes up straight away. When you got a lot of cold water, that's okay. Even in both cases, even if the cold water is smaller in quantity than the hot, which means that ultimately you can end up with a mixture which is below, which is above yad seleves boy, which would sound like a problem. It's still okay. Why? Because where is this taking place? We've already established, we have right in Siftes, that klisheni, other than certain situations, the klisheni can't cook. So if you're pouring, you've got hot water in a klisheni, and you pour cold water in, even a small amount of cold water, you have not cooked that water because the klisheni can't cook. Unless it's an ambati that we spoke about earlier, which it gets particularly hot. Okay. Pay base. No. Yes, pay base. Shaloi you bekli rishon. But make sure this is not taking place in a kli rishon. Why? Because if the hot water is in a kli rishon, we've already established you can't pour cold water into the hot water in a kli rishon. Or the other way around, you can't pour out from a kli rishon into cold water if the cold water is a small volume of cold water and it might be cooked. You're not allowed to pour the water, hot water, into it. Again, the overall temperature ends up being at a little bit, then you've got a problem. Pei Gimel. So the Ramah said, if you're pouring so much cold water, or there's so much cold water present, that it won't end up being, again, we said, the Shochanach said, you have to make sure it's taking place in a klirishon can cook, but, says the Ramah, but if there's so much cold water that the temperature can't end up being yad seledes boy, it will just end up being lukewarm, then even a klirishon is okay. We're talking about pouring cold into hot. So what? You've got a hot kli rishon with hot water in it off the fire, and you want to pour cold water in it. If you're going to pour so much cold water, then the temperature is going to be yad seledes, but it's not going to be yad seledes boy, then it's okay. V'chein, or the other way around, if you're pouring hot into cold and there's so much cold that the temperature will be lukewarm instead of yad seledes boy, you'll say okay. But here's the important point in all of this. When you want to pour cold into hot, right, we said you can do it. When you're putting a lot of cold into hot, you can do it. But that's only dafka kishushefech b'shvicha gadeila hakol pamachas. Only when you do one pour of everything all at the same time. Have a ma'at, but to pour it in incrementally, like bit by bit, a little bit of cold and a bit more cold, then you've got a problem. That's osalaris. Shayim mevashta al tekef, because the first amount of cold water that goes into the hot water in the klirishon will cook. So even if you eventually add enough cold water to make it lukewarm, with the first amount of water you poured in, the first increments of hot water you poured in, were cooked by the hot water, and that's why it's asa. And my yosh is done like haka. So what if in 20 seconds it's going to become lukewarm? What does that help you? Just cook the first amount of water you poured in. So in order to be mutter, to put a lot of cold into hot, it has to be that you poured it all in one pouring and not in stop-starting increments. Hey, Dalad. The Ramah said, if the Efshir they could cook, it would only need to make it lukewarm, take off the chill. Because you're fixing us something, right? But afilu chamin ksas ke'ein poshin chari, even if it's not just taking off the chill, but rather it's just kind of lukewarm, ends up being lukewarm, that's also okay. But actually, yeah, as long as you make sure it does not reach Jadzeledis for him. And on to page 274, the last one for today is Pehei Rakshula Yeh Ala Ish. Just make sure that klirishon that you're pouring this large amount of cold water in is not on the fire. But Adin Samach La Ish, or even not just on the fire, even close to the fire, but Makam Sheh Yochol Lispashel, in a place where it can the heat of the fire can cook the water that you're pouring into it. Because if you leave it there, and if it's close enough to the fire, if you leave it there, it's going to end up cooking the water you poured in, even though when you poured it in, it didn't end up being yetzaledes boy, which is okay, but since it's in a hot place, it will reach yetzaledes boy if you forget it and leave it there. Therefore, you have to be careful not to pour the cold water in when it's near a fire. As we will see tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.